The 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a time for reflection. Commentary. Arguably one of the most important documents in the history of modern civilization, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights arose from the ashes of genocide after World War II. This groundbreaking document was adopted in Paris on December 10, 1948, by the UN General Assembly. We might wonder, did so many have to suffer for our collective conscience to be awakened? An anniversary provides us an opportunity to reflect on that question and consider the dignity and purpose of every human being. In many ways, the Declaration has been a success story. It has acted as a beacon of hope for those suffering under dictatorships and has encouraged others in protecting the vulnerable. If we had no formal declaration ensuring our right to life, a right to liberty, and a right to security of person, sadly both victims and supporters might forget about these altogether. People of conscience might take for granted that no one shall be held in slavery and subjected to torture. However, these rights evaporate quickly in countries and regions where the Declaration isn't regarded as a guideline. We have observed this time and time again with totalitarian regimes, which, like the same poles of a magnet, are repelled by human rights. This is particularly obvious in the case of the People's Republic of China, not to be confused with the Republic of China, also known as Taiwan. Two societal systems. Two ways to handle human rights. The latter reflects the success story of the Universal Declaration. The former is a constant reminder of its failure. In the societies it rules, communism pushes out not only the belief in God, but also a basic respect for human life, which can only be realized in a free and open society. One of the most egregious deceptions of communism is its claim to serve the best interests of the people. Yet the Universal Declaration makes it clear, communist governments despise freedom among the citizenry. In 2017, the leader of the Chinese Supreme Court illustrated this point clearly when he stated that the Chinese Communist Party is technically above the Chinese Constitution, which protects basic freedoms, including human rights. Does it come as a surprise, then, that a spiritual discipline in the tradition of Buddhist cultivation is persecuted under a regime that despises human rights? With its core principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, Falun Gong resonates well with some principles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Yet the Chinese regime persecutes and tortures Falun Gong practitioners, murdering them to harvest their organs for transplant purposes, an atrocity that I have worked to bring to international attention. As a brutally persecuted group, Falun Gong is a symbol and a reminder for humankind. If given the chance, the CCP would likely make the declaration disappear. This would open the doors for the Chinese regime to treat the rest of the world as it has treated Falun Gong. We have already seen a glimpse of China's bravado in allowing the COVID-19 virus to spread across the globe in early 2020, in supporting Russia in the Ukraine war, in the delivery of weapons to terrorist organizations in the Middle East, and in the delivery of fentanyl precursors to Mexico, which has resulted in the deaths of 100,000 Americans. The kill rate is astonishing, but what's even more dumbfounding is that those who cherish the Universal Declaration of Human Rights are standing by passively. The international community missed an opportunity to respond decisively when the news of forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners first came to light in 2006. The sanctity of the human body has been violated in China for over 20 years, and with it the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. While proponents of the declaration have many success stories to tell, they've also borne witness to several limitations. Of greatest concern is that the international community has failed to some degree to adopt and adhere to basic human rights and basic common sense. What can be done? Every person and every government has to realize that human rights should be inalienable, never compromised, and never forgotten. If we fail to secure the rights of every individual, we fall prey to those who value power and control over human flourishing. At the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we shouldn't only acknowledge the accomplishments of this critical document, but also take action to guarantee the continuation of its success. In the case of Falun Gong and the forced organ harvesting from its adherents, we should become their advocates. The CCP's agenda in harvesting the vital organs of Falun Gong practitioners has been driven by the intention to eradicate and destroy Falun Gong. Why? Because the CCP sees forced organ harvesting as the ultimate solution to silence Falun Gong and prevent humankind from learning about this peaceful practice. The Chinese regime doesn't want the world to know about the goodness that Falun Gong has brought to people around the world. Like human rights, Falun Gong's tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance are principles that help humankind to thrive. If you want to give a 75th anniversary gift to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, become an advocate for Falun Gong's principles and defeat forced organ harvesting by speaking out.